Monty James here. I'll tell you what, that son of mine, Parker, ain't nothing but a greenhorn.
Greenhorn, a person who is inexperienced at a particular vocation.
Sure, he spent summers on the family ranch, but most of the time he was kicking it down in Florida. But now he's back, and I'm proud. He wants to be part of farm broadcasting and agriculture. First, he has to pay his dues and ask questions of the ag experts most of us country folk would be embarrassed to ask, but always wondered. Take it away, greenhorn.
Howdy, everyone. This is Parker James with the Greenhorn. Today, I've got an expert on crop insurance with us, Steve Hashey of Midwest Ag. Steve, how you doing today?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
First question I got for you, it's going to show how green I am. Why do all farmers and ranchers, why do they need insurance?
Crop insurance was pretty much started back in the dirty 30s. That's where it got its origins. And then back in the 1980s, Congress passed a law to basically make it what it is today, how we're familiar with crop insurance. And then in the 90s, they tweaked it again, but it is our farm safety net nowadays. And it doesn't matter if we've got a drought, a flood, a derecho, whatever happens, Congress doesn't have to pass a bill. Farmers get relief from their crop insurance.
The Farm Bill's been in the news a lot lately. Isn't that vital to crop insurance?
Well, the Farm Bill is very important because that's how crop insurance gets its funding, because crop insurance is subsidized. But I will also say that it's only 6 or 7% of the Farm Bill. 80% of the Farm Bill is basically nutrition in the SNAP program, which helps the lower income folks find affordable food. So a small part of the Farm Bill, but a big impact in the ag world.
Steve, what's the number one question you get about crop insurance?
Well, we always get questions about how a program works, because crop insurance kind of works in seasons. You know, you got multi-peril, that deals with your crops, then you've got PRF, that deals with pasture, rangeland, forage, and you got hail insurance. So during every season, as the calendar goes along, an agent's always asked, how does this program work? Well, you've got to kind of know how everything works as you go through the year. Farmers always want to make sure they know the rules of the game before they play it.
I'm guessing because you've got to know all those rules, it helps to have an expert in your corner that knows what they're doing.
Well, it does, and you know, it's one of those deals where you gotta know where to get the answers too, because nobody knows all the answers, and that's okay, but you gotta know where to find them.
Final question, Steve. This is a Hot Barn classic. What's your favorite cut of beef? How do you take it?
Oh my gosh, that's a tough one. I'm gonna go with reverse seared tri-tip, and then you smoke it. You can cut it thick for a fancy dinner, you can shave it for sandwiches, or you can chill it down and have it for lunch meat while you're in the combine or on the trail. So I'm going with tri-tip.
I know what I'm having for dinner. All right, well, thank you very much, Steve. Thanks for joining us on the Greenhorn and answering some of the questions I've had on insurance.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Tip of the hat to all the new customers nationwide from DiscountWesternWear.com, a division of Young's Western Wear, Valentine, Nebraska. The Weber Ranch family, owners of Young's, appreciate your business and work hard to provide quality products at an affordable price. Don't let the name fool you. This is top-of-the-line products from Ariat, Justin, Carhartt, Tony Lama, Wrangler, Twisted X, Circle Wide, Cactus Saddlery, plus many, many more, all at super affordable pricing, hence the name.
Free shipping on orders of over $99 at Legendary Discount Western Wear. com.